Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Hello, everyone. This is not a full episode of Luke's English Podcast. This is just a quick word. I'm recording this just so I can have a quick word with you. There's no number associated with this one. There's no sponsorship mention or anything. It's just a quick word from me to you. So a quick word, that's the sort of thing that your boss might say to you when he wants to talk to you about something in private, that expression. Can I just have a quick word with you? Luke, can I just have a quick word with you in my office? Close the door, that's right, sit down. Sounds a bit serious, doesn't it? If someone says, can I have a quick word? That sounds a bit serious. It shouldn't be. It's a phrase that's used every day in offices and in other situations in the English-speaking word, the English-speaking world. People say that to each other. Can I have a quick word? It's just a way of saying, I'd like to just talk to you about something very briefly. It's not going to take much time. And that's what I'm intending to do in this short episode. It's not a proper episode of the podcast. It's just a quick word. I just wanted to tell you a few things. I hope that you listen to all of this. I just want to tell you a couple of things. This still sounds serious, doesn't it? It shouldn't. I just wanted to kind of get straight through to you and just say a couple of things. I'll be completely honest. I'm a bit worried. What are you worried about, Luke? Well, I'm a bit worried that in the next couple of weeks, I'm going to upload too much content. And as a result of that, you won't listen. All right? That's what I'm worried about. I'm worried that I will upload too much stuff. And because there will be so many episodes, you won't listen to them. Like, for example, it might be hard for you to keep up with all the new stuff that I'm going to upload. And so you'll just get out of the habit of listening. You might look at all the episodes and think, oh no, there's too many. I can't keep up. And you'll get out of the habit and then you'll fall behind and then you'll just give up on Luke's English Podcast and I will lose you forever. And I don't want that, do I? No, I don't. It's a bit silly, isn't it? It's a bit silly. Or is it? I don't know. Maybe I shouldn't worry so much. Of course I shouldn't. No one should really worry so much. I know that you like the podcast. I get messages every day from listeners who tell me how much they like listening to this. And the numbers, my sort of download figures, are still going up all the time. But honestly, I do worry that I'm going to post too many episodes sometimes, or that my episodes will be too long, or the topics might not be that interesting for you, and as a result, I'm going to lose you, okay? I don't want to lose you. I know it sounds needy. It's not really. I'm just trying to do a good job with this, you know? If I worry about these things, and I'm concerned about, for example, losing audience members or not doing the thing perfectly, I suppose really that means that I genuinely care about making this podcast good and popular, or as good and as popular as possible. And I want it to be a success, ultimately. So I'm saying this now, all right? I'm saying all of these things now because I've been very productive lately and I've got quite a few episodes to upload. I'm holding on to a number of episodes which are either sort of recorded or in production or sort of already finished and ready to upload. I've got a few different episodes in the pipeline and I want to upload them quickly, all right? And some of them are on quite specific topics and I'm slightly concerned that they won't be popular with everyone. I shouldn't worry. I really shouldn't. I should just be completely confident, right? I should just be like, these are the episodes. These are the ones that I'm going to upload. I'm going to upload them all and they're going to listen to them and that's that. And I don't care if people don't listen to them all because I'm a blokey bloke and I'm totally confident. no, I'm not that person. I honestly think a lot about, you know, the way that you consume my episodes. And so naturally, I end up sometimes thinking, oh dear, I wonder what's going to happen. And that's why I thought that I would reach out to you and have just a bit of a chat with you about this. So, for example, if I upload too many episodes too quickly and they're too long, you might look at them and you'll think, oh, I can't keep up. I've already said all that. I've already said that, right? Now, I shouldn't worry. I should just chill out. And in fact, you might be thinking, oh, just relax, Luke. Just relax. Don't worry. Upload all your content. Just upload as much stuff as you like. And we'll listen to it when we have the chance. We appreciate all of your work, Luke. We realize that you do this in your free time and you can't upload episodes to a specific schedule. Sometimes there are busy times. We understand, Luke. And sometimes there are quiet times. So no worries. Just upload when you can. And if you're too busy, don't upload. It's all good. And anyway, how could we complain about getting too many free episodes from you? Don't worry too much. Take it easy on yourself. Well, thanks. Thanks for saying that. I will take it easy. I appreciate that. To be honest, I'm not so much worried about you complaining that there are too many episodes. What I'm worried about is that you just sort of, I don't know, it's hard to explain. All right, I've got lots of, I know I've got lots of listeners. I don't have as many listeners as some people, some podcasts or radio shows or YouTube channels or whatever. But I've got, you know, for me, I've got a lot of listeners. And I'm aware that now, if I make certain changes, for example, if I make changes to the frequency with which I upload episodes or anything really, anything I do can affect the audience, you see. Because, you know, it might be just like if I upload 3 episodes in a week, that might affect the numbers. They might drop off a bit or they might go up. Basically, I'm playing with lots of with large numbers, all right? So anyway, I take on board what you said. I will just chill out. I'll take it easy on myself and I'll just upload the stuff that I've got. And, you know, I know that the devoted listeners will listen to it all in your own time and it'll be fine, okay? So let me just tell you, let me give you an overview of some of the new episodes that I'm going to bring out. So I'm going to upload, I don't know, 2 episodes a week for a few weeks. It's not that much, is it really, I suppose? I feel like I have lots of things to talk to you about at the moment, and I've been very productive recently. And also, these episodes that I've got coming soon are quite topical. I think that they're kind of important now, so I feel that they need to go up soon. I don't want to hold on to these episodes, you see. I want them to be published as soon as possible. You know, you might be thinking, don't worry, Luke, just hold on to those episodes and schedule them once a week over the next few weeks. Yeah, but you see, for example, I've got episodes about Brexit, about the European referendum, and that's coming soon. So those need to go up soon. And I've got other episodes that I feel like I need to upload now, all right? All of this, of course, is subject to change. I might change my mind and do something completely different. I might not upload these episodes I'm going to tell you about at all. But anyway, the plan is to upload these ones. So here's a general idea of what's going to come soon, all right? So first of all, superheroes. So I've already uploaded 1 episode in 2 parts on superheroes. That's quite a lot of content on superheroes. And, you know, the worrying part of my brain is at the back there going, oh, they're bored with superheroes. They've all got superhero fatigue. Again, I shouldn't really listen to that voice in my head. Or should I? You know, on one hand, maybe I shouldn't listen to those worries and think, oh, don't worry, Luke. Of course they love superheroes. Everyone does. But to be honest, I know that some of you are probably not that keen on them. Anyway, I do have some more superhero-related content coming up. For example, I have a Skype call, an episode with a Skype call with a friend of mine who knows everything about comic book characters. And in that episode, you'll hear us talking about the characters with the aim of working out which one's the best, superhero. So that's an episode that's coming soon. I've got another episode of Luke's Film Club, with a review of the latest X-Men film, because I went to see it the other day, and I recorded an immediate review of the film after coming back from the cinema. So I've got that, And I enjoyed recording that review. In fact, I enjoyed recording the review more than watching the film. So that gives you an idea of what I've thought of it. Quick preview. I didn't like it. I didn't like the new X-Men film. So I recorded, I don't know, about half an hour of myself reviewing it. There's another episode to go up. So that's two superhero episodes. And I want them to go up now because the X-Men film is in the cinemas now. So I want those to go out now. But I hope that you don't have superhero fatigue. Okay, so other than after those two superhero episodes, that'll be it on superhero stuff for a while. Then we move to Brexit. Brexit. The UK's referendum on the EU is coming very soon. It's in exactly a month today, in fact, on the 23rd of June. And so I will be covering the subject in several episodes, at least two episodes, I think. A bit like the way I did with the Scottish referendum a couple of years ago. So I've recorded a conversation with my dad. So my parents were here visiting us this weekend, and I took some time out to talk to my dad about the EU. So I've recorded a conversation with my dad about the UK and the EU, and that'll be a podcast. But the situation is so complicated, the whole Brexit thing is so complicated and so detailed that I feel I need to do a couple of episodes at least in order to explain the situation really clearly with examples, vocabulary explanations, and also my personal opinions, which it seems many of you are interested in hearing about. The European referendum is such a big and important topic that I have to deal with it properly, and that's going to take more than just one episode, I think. So you can expect a number of episodes relating to Brexit and the whole European political social situation there. Okay, so that's already about four or five episodes. Next thing, Amber and Paul. So I recorded an episode with the Pod Pals just the other day. I had Amber and Paul and our friend James Simpson here on Thursday, and we recorded an episode then. So I've got an Amber and Paul episode in the pipeline, and in that one, you're going to hear the results of the interactive lying game. And then we play another light-hearted speaking game. And that was a lot of fun. And so I'm now rushing to get that one uploaded soon. That's right. I'm rushing to get it uploaded soon. Rushing. I'm not Russian. No, I'm English, of course. But I'm rushing to get that one uploaded soon. A little call back to the Russian joke there, which I have actually decided I'm fed up with, as you will hear about when you listen to that episode eventually. Okay, so I've also loads of other episodes that I've been preparing or thinking about, and that includes things that have been requested by listeners. I often get messages with episode requests. Often those requests are really excellent ideas, and I have a few of those things, a few sort of episode requests in the pipeline as well. I can't keep up with my own desire to record episodes of this podcast. And quite honestly, if I could, I would just spend all my time preparing, recording, and uploading episodes of this podcast and everything else. But I can't do that. I can't just exclusively do podcasts because A, I don't have the time. You know, I've got my jobs and everything. And B, you wouldn't have time to listen to all of that content, I imagine. The inspiration is greater than the time I have to record and the time that you have to listen. So anyway, there you go. Lots of new stuff is coming. Including a couple of things on Brexit, a couple of things on superheroes still, and some Amber and Paul action. Lots of new stuff is going to come, and it's going to come pretty quickly, all right? So when you see lots of new content arriving in your inbox or in your RSS feed or whatever, don't feel overwhelmed, I hope. Please do listen to all of that stuff. And needless to say, I feel very lucky to have you, my amazing audience, who listen to all of my output. I'm very lucky to have an audience who listens to all my stuff. And I'm very, very glad if you enjoy these episodes and that they benefit your English a lot. I just wanted to let you know that I've got a sort of a plan in mind, and I hope it's not too much. Okay? All right. Thanks for listening to this. I said it was going to be a quick word. That's about 15 minutes. So new episodes are going to arrive soon. Let me know what your response is to this, to these comments that I've made here. Let me know what you think about what I've just said. And probably the best way to do that is just to go to the website, and you'll find this. It's called A Quick Word. You'll find this message there, and you can leave comments, of course, on the website. That's probably the best way to do it. That's usually the best way. Can I remind you also that you should subscribe to the mailing list at teacherluke.co.uk. So just go to the website, and in the top right-hand corner near there, there's a little space where you can add your email address. I'm not going to send you spam and all that stuff. I don't do that. It's simply a way for you to get an email whenever I upload a new episode or some new content on my website. Okay, and you'll get something straight into your inbox. So write, put your email address in, click the button, you'll get an email, confirm the email, and then you'll be in the mailing list. And that way you'll get an email straight into your inbox whenever I upload something. And it's a good way to kind of get straight to new content. You'll get a notification whenever I put new content up. Otherwise, you can just subscribe to the podcast on iTunes or subscribe using other podcatching software. All right, and that's a good way to keep up with the podcast. Thanks for listening to this quick word, and I look forward to reading comments and things and responses that you have to this. Okay then, all right, cheers, bye, 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 bye.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
If you enjoyed this episode of Luke's English Podcast, consider signing up for Luke's English Podcast Premium. You'll get regular premium episodes with stories, vocabulary, grammar, and pronunciation teaching from me, and the usual moments of humour and fun. Plus, with your subscription, you will be directly supporting my work and making this whole podcast project possible. For more information about Luke's English Podcast Premium, go to teacherluke.co.uk/premium info.